So earlier on the week, I caught up with the lovely Stu Capstick. He's been on the show before. He's from The Doors Rising. They're a tribute to The Doors, and they are playing again, once again, down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 17th of February. Hey, Stu, great to have you back on the show.
Hi, Ruth, how are you doing? Good to speak again.
I'm great, thank you very much. So how have things been since we last spoke? Did you have a busy 2023, and how was your last gig at Alexander's Live?
It's been a busy time. We've got a load of gigs coming up as well, so seems to be getting further afield each time, so lots going on.
Amazing.
And, Alexander's always a great night in there. We had a sold-out gig last year.
That's stuff.
So that was great. It's looking like it might be the same again this year. It's always great in there, isn't it? So
it's a great venue, isn't it?
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Chester welcomes you once again on the 17th. Where are you based? Is it Liverpool?
Two of the guys, myself and the drummer, are Wirral, and two others are Liverpool. So, it's our neighbourhood. So
love it.
That's great.
I was born in Liverpool. Scouseland. So I read this about you. The Doors Rising are an authentic UK Doors tribute band from Liverpool, capturing the sound, the feel, and the experience of the psychedelic 60s. So how long have you guys been together? Tell us a little bit about your history as a band.
That's all a mouthful. I probably need to chop that down, but it's all true. we're very much big Doors fans. We like to look as close to our counterparts as we can, and bring the feel and the sound along with it. So in our sixth year now, maybe creeping into seventh year, myself and the guitarist are the two founder members, and the band's effectively the third generation, but the guys we've got now are just top flight. Andy on keys, bass keys, in the Ray Manzarek role. It's just brilliant. Totally, that's the sound of the Doors music. All kept together, held together by our very capable drummer Carl, as John Densmore. So everything sounds right in the right place, and just makes for a great night.
Amazing. You're a tiny little bit echoey. Have you got me on loudspeaker or anything?
No, I'm just sort of I'm in the lobby of a hotel.
Oh, that's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Side room, but it is a bit echoey.
Have you got a gig tonight? Have you?
No. I'm just in town, so we've all got day jobs, and I'm just conducting that at the moment.
Brilliant. So, what have you got up your sleeves for your set at Alexander's Live next Saturday? Entice people to come along and book tickets.
Always like to throw in some surprises. So it's the music of the Doors, but beyond that, Jim Morrison, known as a poet, of course, we add all in his poetry in unexpected places. Just like to keep the audience guessing, really. So then we're going to go one way with a song, and then there's something else.
Take it somewhere else.
The Doors and Jim Morrison, there's not that many videos of their performances, but he was quite a playful character, and we try and build that in as well, so we get the audience involved, and it's great in Alexander. It's such a novel venue. It's like a comedy club sort of venue, isn't it?
Yeah,
the stage and the audience are right in front of us, and we get amongst them, and it's great.
And I also love this quote: authentic sound, step back in time and relive the music of the Doors, recreated with stunning accuracy using authentic instruments by true fans with an ear for the details. I also read this: expect to dance your feet off and sing along to all the classics, including Light, My Fire, Riders on the Storm, Break On Through, and a few surprises, as you said too. So where can you be found online for people to look you up ahead of your gig?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a website, of course, which is thedoorsrising.co.uk. We're on Facebook as at The Doors Rising, and Instagram as well.
Brilliant.
The Doors Rising. So all the details of forthcoming gigs and things on there. We're in Alexander's, 17th of February. There are a few tickets still remaining, but it's headed towards being another sellout.
So get your tickets fast.
Absolutely. So much so, we've been already been booked in for next January, which is let me get that right, next February. That's great. Such a great night. We can't be without that in our tour dates. So,
that's good to hear.
Yeah, plenty more ahead across the region, across the country. Dublin, Ireland, Scotland, Isle of Wight.
Oh wow.
And some big festivals coming up as well.
Brilliant, because that was my last question. Like, what can you expect from 2024? Are you fully booked up? And you obviously are, which is brilliant.
There's 22 gigs or so booked in at the moment. There's still some more to go in. We're hoping, we would like to get a bit of an international flavour. We were out in Greece last year for a festival. We're hoping there might be something maybe in Germany this year, Netherlands. So it's great, really enjoying it.
Lastly, I read this: experience the energy and atmosphere of a Vintage Doors concert. So have a blessed gig at Alexander's Live once again next Saturday, and send my love to the rest of the band, and all the very best for the rest of the year and beyond as well.
That's brilliant, Ruth. Thank you so much once again, and all the best to you as well.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
That was Stu Capstick there from The Doors Rising, a tribute to The Doors, who are gracing Chester with their presence once again next Saturday, the 17th of February, to play down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court. Here's a little teaser for you. It's their last time, their last appearance at Alexander's Live's live recording of Light My Fire. Enjoy. Absolutely brilliant. That was The Doors Rising there with their rendition of Light My Fire. That was their last appearance at Alexander's Live. And you're in for an absolute treat if you book tickets for their next appearance at Alexander's Live, which is happening next Saturday, the 17th of February. Book your ticket.